Hello, I'm David Brown. I'm with the Department of Ophthalmology at the Methodist Hospital in Houston, Texas. I direct clinical research at Greater Houston Retina Research at Retina Consultants of Houston. Today, I'm at the Academy of Ophthalmology in Chicago. We're going to discuss some of the developments both here and around this meeting in diabetic retinopathy. In the 1990s, both macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy were treated with ablative therapy. In 2005, we had a major paradigm shift in macular degeneration, where we converted from ablative therapy to pharmacotherapy, and we realized that anti-VEGF injections, given continuously, improve the visual acuity rapidly and sustain visual acuity gains in macular degeneration with pharmacotherapy. The same paradigm shift is happening in diabetic retinopathy, but at a much slower pace. In 2007, the Diabetic Retinopathy Clinical Research Network, the DRCR network, showed that bevacizumab injections into the eye improve the anatomy for about 3 weeks. While this seems trivial, those injections given every 6 weeks seem to improve the visual acuity at 12 weeks. Based on this, Quan Nguyen and the investigators at Johns Hopkins did the READ studies, where they investigated ranibizumab given continuously and showed that at the end of a year, ranibizumab injections showed very large improvements in visual acuity that were sustained. So where are we today? The RISE and RIDE studies, the pivotal phase 3 ranibizumab studies, are testing head-to-head intravitreal injections of ranibizumab monthly versus our previous ablative therapy laser. This data will be out in the first quarter of 2010. We anticipate that this data release will change us to a proven pharmacotherapy treatment for diabetic retinopathy. Will there still be a role for laser? Probably. Diabetes has continuous VEGF production. And if pharmacotherapy is the only thing we have, this will mean sustained injections for the rest of the diabetic's life. So I think there's going to be a role for a combination therapy in Diabetic Retinopathy Clinical Research Network is going to look at some of these combinations. Is injections into the eye every month going to be our end game? Maybe not. There are fluocinolone implants of a steroid derivative that are injected only every 18 to 24 months. They show improvements in visual acuity with a small risk of glaucoma and cataract that may compete with sustained anti-VEGF monthly therapy. The next few quarters of data releases, including this meeting, will be pivotal in this change from ablative therapies to pharmacotherapy. Stay tuned. It's going to be exciting. This is David Brown for Medscape.